lead here right now. And there we go. So the Loggers going to go for two. Yeah, they didn't single touchdown. So here we go. That was the PAT. They just never signaled the touchdown. Okay. That's where my confusion was here, guys. Okay, so Trig Molman did get the touchdown. They never signaled the touchdown. Then when they went for the two-point conversion, I thought that was the touchdown. A lot of confusion. Here we go. Everything makes sense now, thanks to Mr. Wirth. We're going to stay right here. So we're 1 point short of a running clock right now. So pretty soon here, hopefully we'll get that running clock going here. And all right, so a lot of confusion there. Nonetheless, the Loggers did score and get the two-point conversion. And Loggers set to kick off here with 4 minutes to go here. Ethan Podmolik, little blooper over the top, fumbled, and looks like the Warcats going to fall back on top of it. The Warcats, we're going to stay right here. Warcats with the ball. And it is Warcats football. And they're going to start from their own 40-yard line. Just under 4 minutes to go here. Yeah. Trig. So Pettit from the shotgun, pitch on this right side here, and getting a full head of steam is that with the Warcats, and they pick up about 3 yards on that play. And that's going to bring up a second and 7 for the Warcats from their own 41-yard line, 43-yard line. And 3:27 to go here and counting. And one of the crazier games I've really ever seen. A lot of mistakes. So here we go. From the shotgun is Pettit. And he's going to keep it himself, looking to pass on the left side and just over the receiver's head. It's going to be incomplete, and it's going to be 3rd and 8 for the Warcats. 3:06 to go here. And with a lot of passing going on here from the Warcats, this game really dragging along. Yes, a lot of passing going on. Man. 3:06 to go here. Warcats stepping up 3rd and 8 from their own 43-yard line. Under center is Pettit. I formation. He's going to keep it. Looking, pass it on this right side. Hit hard by Ben Vernick. But 4 more help take him down. And a completion on the play, but about 4 yards short. It's going to be a 4th and 4. Looks like 4th and 3 from their own 47-yard line. First down will be right at midfield. And Loggers defense ready to go here. Ethan Upson been doing damage all game long here. See if he can continue. And let's see if they're going to punt. And it's a fake. And there it is. And incomplete. And no go. It's going to be a turnover on downs. Ben Vernick, a nice job. That was Ben Vernick on that one. Ben Vernick spotting out the fake punt. We're going to stay right here. 2:16 to go. And here we go. Ethan Podmolik checking into the game. Loweri checking out. And Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage. They're 1 point away from a running clock here. 2:16 to go. It's 48-14. Danzin to Vernick. Right side on the counter. Ben Vernick, one guy to beat. Oh, and he's able to tackle him. That's Pettit. Pettit, their quarterback, also a really good defender back there, too, making tackles. And Ben Vernick, if he would have broke that tackle, I think he was gone. So the Loggers. After a four-yard gain from Vernig, it's going to be second and six from the Warcats' 44-yard line. Denzine, it's going to go directly to Delasky up the middle. Delasky chugging away, looking for the first down. I think he got it. He did, and then some. Delasky all the way up to the 34-yard line of the Warcats. Aaron Delasky, one of his more powerful runs of the evening. And it's the Loggers moving the ball really nicely here now. Minute 36 to go here, third quarter. And Hollinger with the ball on the right side this time. Hollinger up the right sideline. One guy to beat. Hollinger walks into the end zone with a touchdown. Evan Hollinger making it 48-14. No, that was the score, wasn't it? It's going to be 54-14. Hollinger with a nice run. What a 30-yard touchdown run for Evan Hollinger. Delasky checking into this ball game. Minute 23 to go. Here's a two-point conversion. Denzine hands it off to Delasky on the right side. Looks like they fumble it. Delasky picks it back up, throws it, and a touchdown. And how did that even happen? Drew Hochschild gets it. Quite the play you just seen there on the two-point conversion. I know Coach Precourt did not dial that one up. So with a minute 23 to go here, it's 56-14. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with my daughter, Cully Haken, and here at Logger Camp. Minute 23 to go here in this third quarter. And Logger's set to kick it off to the Winter Warcats right now. And Josh Nutt onto the field. And he's going to kick it off. And this one picked up by the Warcats and tackled immediately by, looked like, Ashton Timmers on that play. Trenton Swickla as well on the tackle. And looks like we have a down Wildcat here. And he gets up. Is he going to get up? He's going to stay down. And we're going to send it back. We got an injury timeout here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Dogwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Dogwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Dogwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Haken, along with my daughter, Cully Haken, at... We're in Phillips, Wisconsin here. We got an injury on the field right now. It's the Phillips Loggers. Leading 56-14, minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. And we got a player down here right now. And, you know, I think we're going to send it back to 98Q Country again for another one-minute timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, along with my daughter, Cully Haken. I think there's an injury on the field right now, and we are in a timeout situation here. Minute 15 to go here, and 56-14. And I don't know if he's been down there a while. They got the ambulance here, or we got to do something. 56-14 is the lead here right now for the Loggers. The Loggers really kind of dominating this game here since the start of the second quarter. And it's been all Loggers since then. I think it was maybe even tied 14-14 or something like that, and it's been all Loggers ever since. So must have a pretty good injury down here on the field right now, as he hasn't moved a whole lot. I don't think it was a really hard hit or anything over there either, so I'm not sure what happened. What are they looking at on him? Yeah. Yeah, not exactly sure. Has the ambulance come over here yet? We didn't see, like, a major hit on this play at all. But nonetheless, he's laying there at about the 35-yard line from Winter. I'm not even sure who it is right now. But I guess nothing's happening here right now, guys. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a two-minute timeout. Get us 2 minutes.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Well, here we are. We're back here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. A minute 15 to go in the third quarter. It's a 56-14 lead here for the Loggers. You could hear a pin drop in here right now. And we got an injury on the field yet as they're trying to scoot this player off the field. Looks like maybe something a little bit serious here as they've got the stretcher out and the ambulance, and they're definitely taking their time, not moving too quickly. So being careful with this guy down here. And not even sure who it is exactly, but she's a little too quiet for me in here yet, guys. And we are going to send it back to 98Q Country again for another two-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
Hey, guys, we're back here in Phillips at Logger Camp. We still got an injury on the field. We got Austin Jones who's down on the field, a freshman here for winter. And it looks like they're just picking him up off that stretcher and going to start wheeling him off the field. So you're going to say our prayers here for Austin Jones here. Hope that he's doing well. It really didn't look like a hard hit, anything that we've seen, but I seen he went down. He was right in the center of that play. Not even sure what's going on right now with who's got the ball and what. It's been such a long break right now. We have to wait until see. He was carrying the ball, and he got tackled. Yeah, so he got hit funny, kind of. Not hard. I think he did awkwardly. And nonetheless, not a lot of movement down there, but they got him on the stretcher and are going to get him out of here. I think Austin Jones is going to be fine. But scary situation right now, especially. Oh, so, okay, maybe we're hearing he got his head rattled a little bit on that last play right there. So Austin Jones hoping he's going to be fine right now as things were pretty quiet down there. But getting him off the field is a good sign here. And we're going to get this game underway in just a moment here. If the officials and everyone can remember what is going on here right now. And there we go. He gets applause heading off of the field. And both teams look like they're both set to get back onto the field right now. It's been a while, guys. In case you forgot, minute 15 to go here in this third quarter. It's 56-14. Phillips Loggers leading the Winter Birchwood Warcats in a fun game, an exciting game, a long game, right, Cully? Cully says it's been a long game, Dad. And since this first quarter, it's been all Loggers. First quarter, we didn't know what to think. We thought, oh, my gosh, Winter's really here. They're giving it to us. And since then, the Loggers have slowly, steadily built this lead here, 56-14. So we got a running clock as soon as things get going here. Once there's a 35-point lead, running clock goes into effect. And looks like the offense for the Warcats heading onto the field, along with the defense of the Loggers with this running clock right here. And Ashton Timmers, I see some of the Kenny Drexler, Christian Bourdreau, Kyle Seidenbender, you name it. We got the JV unit onto the field here for the Loggers. And maybe a few backups as well on the Winter side of things. Maybe not. Anyways, we're going to see what this second unit for the Loggers is able to do here. First and 10 here. Pettit looking to pass. He's going to throw it. Midfield here, gets about 5 yards upfield, breaking tackles, and hanging on right there was Trayvon Crystal, I believe, getting the tackles right there. So a nice completion and first down for the Warcats. And it's going to be Warcats ball at their own 49-yard line. Running clock here, 47 seconds and ticking. Trenton Swickola leading this defense here for the Loggers. Steps up to the line of scrimmage at nose tackle. Pettit from the shotgun. It's going to be a quick handoff on this left side. And getting the corner and downfield. Kenny Drexler pushing him down out of bounds, but not until he gets a first down and stepping out of bounds. But with the running clock still ticking here, 20 seconds to go. We get closer and closer to this fourth quarter here. And I don't think they're going to get another play off. 10 seconds. 5 seconds. Maybe they will. 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's the end of the first quarter or the third quarter. So there we go. It's going to be when we come back here, Warcats football from the Loggers 32-yard line. And right now it's a 56-14 lead here for the Phillips Loggers over the Winter Birchwood Warcats. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
And we're back here, Jeff Hakenin in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. It's the start of the fourth quarter here. Phillips Loggers leading the Winter Birchwood Warcats 56-14 here. 12 minutes to go in this ball game. And switching sides of the field here. It's the second unit here for the Phillips Loggers on the field. And see what they can do against this Warcats offense. Pettit from the shotgun. Got a receiver wide left. Splits another one wide left. Motion. And we're going to get offsides, I think, on Brody Janicek for the Loggers. No, it's on the offense, so that one's going to be against Winter. Moving back 5 yards. Going to be a first and 15 for the Warcats. And for the Loggers, that's Kenny Drexler, number 2, on this right side. And second unit in, and they're going to move everything on the right side. The Warcats pet it with the ball, bulldozes through about 3 Loggers for a nice 6-yard gain. And 11:49 and counting here. Warcats back into their huddle. Tough matchup here for the Loggers right now with the second unit in there, getting their experience in right now. It's really nice to see. And I know they're definitely not afraid here, but the size advantage for Winter right now is quite a bit, really. So from the Loggers' 32-yard line, Pettit and this Warcats offense stepping onto the field or up to the line of scrimmage. Pettit from the shotgun gets it, looking for a receiver. He's going to look deep right side, right corner of the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown, Warcats. 56-20 is going to be the score now. The Warcats with a nice touchdown on that pass play right there from Pettit, too. Who caught that one over there, guys? That was number 12 with a touchdown reception. That was Lucas Gint. So here we go, and Pettit bulldozes in for the two-point conversion. And just like that, it's 56-22. We're still going to have this running clock here. And we're going to have a change of possession here right now. So 56-22, 10:46 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Johnson, 10 minutes to go in this ball game, and it's a 56-22 lead. The Warcats are set to kick off to the Loggers. They kick this one deep, and who's back there deep right now to receive it? I'm not exactly sure. And bringing it up about 2 yards for the Loggers, a short return. The Loggers going to start out with this ball at about their own 30-yard line. 9:40 and counting now. Loggers' second-string offense led by quarterback Sawyer Kuchaba. Yeah, we'll save those. We're not going to get rid of them. We're definitely hanging on. And loaded with snacks up here in the booth right now. We're enjoying those right now. But the football game about to start back up here. There we are. Loggers, first and 10. Step up to the line of scrimmage. There's Kuchaba from the shotgun. And we got a flag, probably a legal motion on the Loggers, or a false start on the Loggers. I think it is. They're going to move back about 4 yards, or 5 yards they'll go back. It's going to be a first and 15. Ball on the 25-yard line. And see what this JV offense has here. Here we are. Kuchaba spins up the middle. He goes, and he's wrapped up and picks up about 3-4 yards. 8:23 to go here in this ball game. Not a lot of energy after this last injury here. Pretty quiet crowd right now. Except for Holly Vernig. We hear her right when I say that. And Loggers up to the line of scrimmage. It's second and 15. They gave him no gain. I think he gained 3. It's got to be second and 13. And direct snap here to Trayvon Crystal, I believe. And he's fighting for yards. Unable. And it's going to bring up a third and 13. So third and 13 here for the Loggers. And back in the huddle. 7:40 to go here in this ball game. Clock is running. Warcats running out of players over on that other side over there. And Drexler snap here is going to be Sawyer Kuchaba. Who is that? Kenny Drexler, maybe? Not sure. Oh, that was Jeremiah Adamitis with the run on the right side. He's hit hard going out of bounds. Picks up a few yards, maybe about 5 yards he picks up. going to bring up a fourth down and six. So nice run there by Jeremiah Adamitis. 7:07 to go in the ballgame. 56-22, Loggers leading. And Callen Chuzzle's over center. And from the shotgun is Kuchiba. He's going to keep it himself up the middle. And he's chugging his way along, unable to get the first down. He's going to be tackled after a gain of about two. It's going to be a turnover on downs here. It's going to be Warcats football. 56-22. There's 6:39 to go here in this ball game. We're going to stay right here at Logger Camp as the defense checking onto the field for the Phillips Loggers. And that offense set to go, looking to score another touchdown here in this game. And what did we get here? It's like a timeout. Going to get a timeout for the Wildcats, the Warcats here with 6:20 to go. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken in here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. Coming off a timeout here by the Winter Warcats. The score here, 56-22. It's been a long game, guys. And trying to chug through the end of this one here. It's going to have a running clock to finish this game out. The Warcats have the ball here at the Loggers 37-yard line. From the shotgun is Pettit. Receiver wide left. He's going to keep it himself. No, it's not Pettit. The new guy out there and tackled by a couple Loggers. Leading the way was, who was that? Number 12 there for the Loggers. Who's number 12 for the Loggers? Oh, that's Trenton Swickla. So Trenton with a solo tackle. Good job by Trenton. And it's going to bring up a second and 15. So a big loss there on the play. And Pettit and the Warcats back onto the field. From the shotgun. And going to keep it himself. And getting past the first line of defense there. Grabbed by Kyle Seidenbender, dragging him down. And Kyle with a nice tackle. 5.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Dom Smitek checking in, and that's going to get the crowd going a little bit. Dom, a fan favorite here for the Loggers. 5:14 to go. Yeah, a lot of these players getting chilly. It's cold out right now. Probably dropping below 40. I'm not sure. And the Warcats back onto the field. New quarterback here is Caden Mankey, offensive lineman. And he's going to keep it, pitch it the right side, and smothered by a group of Loggers on third down for a loss. It's going to bring up a fourth down here. So a big stand here for the Phillips Junior Varsity team, or unit, I should say. And 4:40 to go. Second unit, we'll call it. We'll call it second unit. And 42 out right now. So we're hanging up above 40 degrees here. It's getting chilly, though. And here we go. And looking to pass for the Warcats in deep, and they have the receiver wide open. And getting the touchdown is the Warcats. And that's a passing touchdown from Caden Mankey. And catching that was, who was that that caught that? Not sure who it was that caught that one, but a nice touchdown reception there. It's 56-28 right now. And the Warcats going to go for the two-point conversion. Try to make it 56-30. 3:48 to go here in this ball game. Warcats from the 2-yard line. And getting it, keeping it himself is Mankey, and he's going to rush it in. No one's going to tackle him. Big touchdown there from the big offensive lineman slash quarterback. 6 foot, 220-pound quarterback. Tough guy to bring down. And 3:25 to go in this ball game. We're going to change possessions here. We're going to send it back to 98 Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
We're back here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Jeff Haken in here. There's a kickoff by the Warcaps. Trayvon Crystal gets this one, breaks through a few defenders and runs this one all the way back to the 45-yard line. Impressive run there by the freshman Trayvon Crystal. 2:25 to go here in this ball game. And Loggers offense stepping onto the field and looking to get something going here to finish off this ball game here. 56-30, the lead right now for the Phillips Loggers. 2 minutes to go here in this ball game. Looks like Trayvon Crystal in the backfield. Oh, no, that's Sawyer Kuchibayet. Sawyer fumbles that one, and he's going to fall on it. I think he gets it back. And Sawyer falls back on that one, but a loss of about 8 yards. 9 yards, looks like a loss of 9. Going to be second 19. Minute 42 to go here. Warcats trying to get through this game with no more injuries. And Loggers trying to get something rolling with their second string offense on the field. Kuchiba from the shotgun. Direct snap to Jeremiah Adamitis on this right side and picks up about 5 yards. 5 yards from Jeremiah Adamitis. Minute 14 to go and counting. Third and 15. Oh, third and 15 right now. Maybe third and 16 for the Loggers. Callen chuzzles the center. Kuchiba from the shotgun. He's going to keep it left side and pushed back after no gain. 45 seconds to go here. It's 4th and 15 maybe for the Loggers. If they're going to get another playoff here, they'll get another playoff here for sure. Jeremiah Adamitis checking back onto the field for the Loggers. And stepping up to the line of scrimmage for possibly the last play of the game. Kuchiba from the shotgun. He's got it. Looking to pass. He's going to throw it deep. He's got a receiver. Brody Janicek makes the catch. Janicek all the way down to the 17-yard line. And that is going to end the ball game right there. Final play of the game. A nice reception for the Loggers. Final score, 56-30. Phillips Loggers defeating the Winter Birchwood Warcats. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 2-minute timeout. We're going to come back with the Forward Bank post-game show.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here. Jeff Hakenin, along with my daughter, Cully Hakenin, here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It was a 56-30 win over the winter Birchwood Warcats. A really fun game here. I didn't write down a lot of stats here, guys, but Aaron Delasky with three touchdowns here tonight. I think Shea Denzine had a couple touchdowns. We had some more out there, too. Ben Vernig maybe had one. I don't know. We had some nice touchdowns here tonight. It was a fun game. You know, that first quarter was just back and forth, and the Warcats even had a lead there for a little while and really had our backs against the ropes. The Warcats just, you know, my hat's off to that team right there, you know what I mean? They haven't had a lot of wins, you know, over the last quite a few years. And, you know, they got one last week against Schwamigan, and I thought that was kind of a fluke. But, you know, watching him in today, I can see why. It's a solid team over there, just not a lot of depth, not enough players out there to keep the energy throughout the game. Loggers a little bit too much here tonight. Easy one tonight here for the Jeff Hakenin. I shouldn't say easy. For the Jeff Hakenin Roofing Player of the Game, Aaron Delasky with two touchdowns, very easily could have gotten it. I got to give it to Ethan Upson. I thought at an important time of the game, he was a difference maker on defense and made big plays when they needed to be made. But Coach Steve Precor doing a great job with his play calling, sticking to the guns and not getting nervous, you know, when things weren't going well early. And the Loggers were able to ride the wave in this game and come out with the win. So it was a great time. That's the Forward Bank postgame show for you guys. And for Jeff Hakenin, Cully Hakenin, we wish you guys all a fabulous night. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country. Thanks, everybody.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Well, baby, you're a wildfire. They light me up, they light out of control. Yeah, you know. Baby, you're a tall drink. Little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on.
On you, George Burge, and I'm Brian Curry. We continue with Megan Maroney. This is Tennessee Orange.
Me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think.
93.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
You're a crack of dawn, Monday morning coffee, strong pouring everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. You're a power stroke, decent backhoe riding, king of beers, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. But then the six-string circus comes to town.
Country.com. Stops at the fence. home is, and home is where the heart is.
Around here, it's Riley Green and Luke Combs, and today, the first Friday in October, which happens to be October 6th this time around, National Manufacturing Day, celebrating those who proudly stand behind our goods and services here in America. National Manufacturing Day.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple.